Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another day where we look to you and feast from you, feast from our predestined calling, which we can be justified in, that you can make us strong in, so that we can be glorified, glorifying your name, glorifying the new covenant, bringing about your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious disciples. Again, in just preparing this message, I've let Danita sleep. She's got a big day ahead. So yeah, as every day is a big day ahead. So yeah, so we can just sit together. Okay, we can see the readings. It's John 14, it's from 15 to 21. And we saw, you know, John just being killed, and that's the cousin of Jesus. So he was perturbed, and it wasn't nice. But he didn't stay long. He wanted to go, and he got into a boat to go and have quiet time and, you know, and go over the events and that. But quickly, the Father, in the circumstances, brought the needy people, the people that he's came to seek and to save. And so with compassion, he started ministering. So straight away, he goes into what is necessary to deal with this devil that comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy, that just killed his cousin, and comes against everything godly, Antichrist. And so here the people are sitting, and Jesus is encouraging them. Because why? He's come to seek and to save the lost. And in him moving forward with the kingdom realities, he's bringing about the reality of the kingdom on earth. So there's no more place for this devil to lie, steal, kill, and destroy, as he just killed, as he just destroyed. But he didn't. I mean, he took John's life, but John absent from the body, present with the Lord. So God just can even take the worst things and just turn it into good. But here the beauty of what happens here, you can read it for yourself, and that there from verse 15, it gets dark, and Jesus sees that they're hungry, the people around them, and he tells the disciples to get them something to eat. And then the disciples go, and what do you see first in verse 17 and 18, they see what's available, and it's all is available is 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And then Jesus says in verse 18, bring them to me, let me have them, you know. And then he sets them down, they all sit down on the grass. He brings order to the multitude, sit on the ground. Some other translations, when you read them in some of the other gospels, he put them into groups, order. And then you see he comes and he takes the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, looks up into heaven, gives thanks, he blesses it. Then he breaks it into pieces, and then he gives it to the disciples that then give it to the crowd. And then everyone was satisfied, and then there was even jars of there was lots of bread and fish even left over. And this is a wonderful story here, and that, because this is where I started really seeing the goodness of God towards mankind, because he says, I come to do my Father's will. So we can see the Father's will in what is taking place. And then we would also understand that Jesus says, I come to seek not my own glory, but the glory of my Father, the glory of heaven, the kingdom of heaven on earth as it is in heaven. So he speaks that which you have heard, and he does that which he has heard. So here we can see a wonderful picture of Jesus, which is also a wonderful picture of our purpose, because we call to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. So Jesus takes it, yeah. So he takes the bread, blesses it, and breaks it and gives it, and then they go and feed. Yeah. So you can start perceiving here is a need, and then Jesus in his heart, what now? And then every step is what the Father is telling him. So his place is hearing, and then obedience to what he's hearing, and then the signs and the wonders comes from God the Father, the Holy Spirit, and the angels. They watch over that word. So can you see how it makes the picture of godliness clearer to us, to just stay in tune, look to the Lord, call on the Lord, hear what he's saying, and then do what needs to be done. But this is deeper. This is also, remember, Jesus has left his glory and he's come and he's now growing in the splendor that's available, which is also available to all of us. So later on, he perceives he is the bread. And then he says it in John 6:35. I'll send the scripture to you. And then he says, he perceives what has happened, what the Father has led him to do here that fed the multitudes. He perceives he's the bread. So what's the revelation here? He was the bread that we were always predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless in the love of God. So Jesus has come to fix up the mess. So when there was a need, it was declared, who will come? And then Jesus says, here I am, send me. So he was taken from heaven to come to this earth, to be blessed as they were, everyone was blessed seeing him here and experiencing him here and seeing the miracles and the favor of God upon his life. But then he had to be broken so that he could be given. So praise God. So here we see the Father just preparing him, you know, to pay to be the sacrifice that would take away our sins, and then be the mediator now to bring us into all that the Father wants, and to bring so as to bring the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. He's ruling and reigning till all darkness is crushed under his feet. And who were the ones here that gave the bread out? Jesus got the leading and then gave the orders, and then the disciples were the ones bringing the bread. And so still today, now that Jesus is ruling and reigning, it's dedicated, disciplined followers of God that get their leading morning by morning, day by day, and then are obedient, that bring light into this world. And that's why the scripture says so beautiful, creation is waiting for the sons of God to be revealed. So be blessed, guys, just to stay in tune with God and be the blessings God made you to be. And you can't give witness to what you haven't seen and heard. So today, again, you've seen and hearing. And so today you are a witness. You are God's witnesses, Jehovah witnesses, true witnesses. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.